No doubt there'll be many sleepless nights tonight. I feel sorry for the kids, actually. My goodness. But for many, it's just going to be the beginning of the struggle for a university place. More than 8,000 local students will miss out on a place in Northern Ireland. The Belfast Telegraph is reporting this morning that almost 17,000 local students applied for places at Queen's and the University of Ulster, but there are only 8,133 places. 17,000 students applied, there are only 8,000 places. Minister for Employment and Learning, Stephen Farry, is with us today. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
You've increased places in Queen's and the Ulster University by 220. It still leaves a huge shortfall.
Well, we are looking at this very closely and monitoring the situation. I think it's important to appreciate the reason why we have this 8,000 shortfall headline. In part, that reflects, Stephen, the fact that a lot of students will be applying through UCAS for five different choices. And so some people will actually have a double or triple application in the system. We're not talking here about 8,000 people potentially missing out on university places. This is the aggregate of the number of applications to those two universities compared to the number of places that we actually have.
It's a reflection of the fact that more people are staying at home because the fees in England have shot up.
And in Northern Ireland, we have taken the decision to freeze fees for local students because we do recognise it is important that we maintain access. We actually have a very good story on this, Stephen. We have the highest level of participation in higher education of all regions in the UK. Something like almost 50% of our people are now attending higher education, which is higher than everywhere. Historically, we've had a very low footprint in higher education, but that has changed over the past number of decades, and we're certainly committed to trying to protect that. I would also highlight as well that there are other choices available for young people. Our further education colleges are also higher education providers, and they provide foundation degrees, which are often much more linked in to the very particular needs of industry. And that's something that people should also consider. And also, a lot of employers will now take students straight at A-level and go through an apprenticeship system. Apprenticeships aren't just about people bashing a bit of metal. We have apprenticeships in engineering, ICT, the hospitality trade, all very good lucrative careers.
Adrian Peltz is president of the NUSUSI. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What's the problem here? Minister's doing all he can.
Well, I mean, I think the minister definitely made the right decision in capping tuition fees last year. But I think, and I'm sure he's just as frustrated as we are with the decisions made in Westminster to treble their tuition fees. I think the issue here is really about supply and demand. We do not simply have enough places to accommodate the number of people who are making the decision to go to university. I think that there's three things at play here. It's about information and guidance. When young people are choosing where they're going to go and study, I don't think schools are providing the right information. There are a plethora of choices for young people to go into different types of education. We need to have a far wider sort of outlook about what tertiary education means. It's not always just about university. We have the issue of the high fees in England, which is frankly going to debilitate higher education across the whole of the UK. And then also the issue about access, and I think the minister touched on it there. Yes, we have incredibly high access to higher education in Northern Ireland, 50%. But I think what we will begin to see are those numbers dropping simply because of the demand. Universities will be inflating their requirements for young people to get in. What that's going to do is leave a whole host of students, massive numbers of students who didn't get the grades that they wanted, in a place in the limbo of clearing where there's absolutely no opportunity.
40 seconds to reply to that, Minister.
Well, what Adrian's talking about is a problem of grade inflation. It is something I'm very acutely aware of, and we're bringing forward a strategy on widening access to higher education to the Assembly at the beginning of September. It's something that we do need to work on, for sure, and it's about ensuring we have a level playing field for people from all types of backgrounds, not just those who can afford to pay the fees.
Minister, thank you very much indeed. Adrian, thank you.